Welcome back. I am your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
All right, so we have a special guest in the studio. We have a new expert contributor for the show we want to introduce. We have Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance. Welcome, Elaine.
Well, hi. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
We are excited to have you. We're excited to have you as a regular contributor to the show. I think insurance is one of those topics that people have a lot of questions. So having you on the show, I think, is pretty important because as we're teaching people to be smart with their money, insurance is a big part of our economy, a big part of everything that we spend.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's a very important topic. And right now, the industry is really in a lot of flux. It's a hot topic. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there who are shopping and really starting to educate themselves about the insurance.
Why do you think it is such a hot topic?
Because there's so many changes in it. There's so many, the price increase is the biggest one. You know, with all the things that have been happening as far as natural disasters and so forth, the insurance companies are losing money, so they're tightening up the purse strings, you know, and they're doing it by increasing rates, you know, dropping people after a couple of claims, readjusting coverages. So there's a lot of things going on out there.
Yeah, I can see that being good and bad because if it's, you know, if it's one of your clients who that happens to and they start shopping and may go somewhere else because they don't, yeah, they don't like something, then that's bad. But I think it's good in the sense that when people do start shopping, that's where you're going to get a lot of new clients.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a real strength for me, though. I welcome people that are shopping. As far as my clients, I've sat down and I've educated them, and they know how to put their policy together. We sit down and we do it together. So they're confident in what they have, and we keep in touch with them. So they're not surprised by any changes at all.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really definitely good. Yeah.
So let's hear a little bit about who you are. How long have you been in the business, Elaine?
Okay. I've been in the business about 11 years. I used to work at St. Joseph Institute for the Deaf. I say that proudly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very
cool. Yes. And that's the little caveat I think I bring with me to my business. What I love about my business now is the education aspect of
right.
it.
Right. Well, that would bring you to understanding patients. Being able to be patient with that person and hear them out in a different way.
And it's just rewarding. If you've ever been in a teaching role, it's very rewarding to show someone what they've got. And of course, to a lot of people, insurance is Greek. It's not something someone wants to sit down and go through.
Right. Yeah. Extra Spanish class that I didn't want to take.
Exactly. So for me to sit down and see that light bulb go off and for them to go, okay, I get this now.
Right.
That's rewarding to me.
That's awesome.
Well, that's one of the reasons I really wanted to pursue you to become part of this is I know how driven you are to educate your clients. Mm-hmm. And you even made that part of your mission statement, right?
Correct.
Okay,
exactly.
So what is your mission?
My mission statement is to become a trusted advisor and educate my clients regarding a better way to build their insurance portfolio and just to get them to realize insurance is not one size fits all.
That's good. That is good
because a lot of mission statements to me are so empty that they don't actually say anything. That one says something to me because it's really the reason Tammy and I started this show is to educate people, teach them how to be smart with their money, and it's exactly what you're doing, becoming a trusted advisor through education.
Right.
And I guess tell us about how you do that on the client level.
Okay. Yeah, besides educating, it's important to me, I guess, to empower. That's another thing I like to say is I empower my clients because they really are going to take over once I educate them. They take over and they're in the driver's seat and they're going to put their policy together and so forth.
Right.
So the biggest thing is meeting with them, meeting face to face, educating them and letting them pick and choose the coverages that are important to them and really making sure they understand. It's not just about the dollar. We're all consumers. So when we sit down, they want to know what the price is.
Sure.
By the time we're done meeting, they know what their coverages are. And that's my job.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody wants the best price until they actually need the insurance.
Right. That's what I'll say to them sometimes, actually, when we are in a meeting and we're talking and discussing. They might have another policy in front of them that they say is less expensive. But I'll say, okay, now that you understand the coverages, let's pretend your house burned down while you were sitting here with me. Which one of these policies do you want? And they'll pick the one that I set up for them. They understand then that, oh, okay,
she
I should really be concentrating on coverages. Yeah. Because, when I have a claim, I don't care what my premium is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter
at
that point. It's too late.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
So, so that's kind of fun.
Well, yeah, that's definitely interesting because when you don't want to be overinsured and you don't want to be underinsured.
Right.
So how do you hit that just right? Well, the only way you can hit that just right is to make sure that you understand it as a consumer And the only way you're going to understand as a consumer is if you have an insurance agent that's going to educate you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And look at the whole picture. Mm-hmm. Look at the auto, the home, if you need an umbrella, and even financial services. I can do that as well. I have my 6 and 63 license. It all ties in together. Right. And you want to make sure that you don't have overlapping coverage. You know, you mm-hmm. really want to arrange it that it fits just right.
Right.
What do you mean by overlapping coverage?
Well, you might have something, if you've got health insurance, you might be carrying too much medical payment on your auto or, you know, things like that. You want to look at the whole picture, not just look at the one little policy.
Right. So the overlapping coverage, when you can cut that out, that's where you're going to save on premiums.
Exactly. Right.
Why
right.
pay for things two and three times?
Right. And someone who has maybe like an umbrella liability policy, let's make sure your underlying policies are run up as far mm-hmm. as they can and make your umbrella less expensive. Mm-hmm. So it's how to package it. I right. guess maybe that's a better right. way to say it.
Right. Very, very mm-hmm. smart.
Now, you chose Farmers instead of being your own broker. So tell us
exactly.
what that's about.
Yeah.
And in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance. So Elaine, I guess, follow up with Tammy's question there. Mm-hmm. Because you could have chosen, instead of being with Farmers, you could have been a broker. What's the advantage and why did you choose Farmers?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that because mm-hmm. I do get asked that question a lot. A lot of people are like, you were so good at what you do. Why don't you become a broker and then you can shop us, you know, more competitively mm-hmm. across right. companies. My conviction to that is I want a good, solid mm-hmm. company that I can handhold my client through mm-hmm. when we have a claim. Right. I know how the back end of that policy reads. And so anybody can sell you something, but until you read that back end of your policy, you don't know exactly how each company is going to pay out or treat your claim.
Right.
And if I'm a broker, and I'm brokering out to 10 different companies, I'm honestly not going to be able to keep up with the changes happening in all 10
on
of those
of them.
Companies.
Sure, I could see that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And with mm-hmm. Farmers, we have a local claims office here. I have what I want to say some street cred with them. Mm-hmm. I've been a Topper's agent, a championship agent. I've mm-hmm. been there long enough that if I call them, they will go ahead and pretty much give me what I want.
Right.
You know, I'm,
right.
yeah, yeah. All they right. know me. They
like
know
they
me and
in,
I know
in
them.
The corner.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because if there's a claim, if you're a broker and they're brokering that out mm-hmm. and there's a claim, then the agent doesn't really work for the company where the
no.
insurance is.
That makes so much more sense now.
No, they don't have a relationship with each right. of those individual companies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that definitely makes a lot more sense.
Yes, and I can really educate my clients and prep them for how this is going to pay out by knowing the back end of that policy. Mm-hmm. There's so much verbiage in there with these insurance policies that make a difference on how it's going to pay out. Mm-hmm. By the time an adjuster comes and starts interpreting it for
right.
you,
right.
yeah, yeah, okay. it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
So if somebody's listening right now and they know that you know, maybe their insurance just went up, what is the perfect client for you?
The perfect client really is someone who's going to take the time to educate themselves. And usually it's the one that has the auto, the home, the umbrella, package it all in one place. And that are going to take the time to sit down and really arrange it to something that will fit them. You know, that will share
right.
information. Yeah,
well,
that will see the value in it.
Well, and even if they just have the auto and the home, mm-hmm. they may not know they need the umbrella.
Right,
but
exactly.
But that's the type of thing in a consultation with you. How much do you charge for the consultation?
Nothing. No.
Okay.
There's
so they,
never a charge to come talk to me. No.
Okay. So they actually, so they'll, you will sit down with them for free and analyze their current policies.
Yes. And a lot of people don't believe it. Sometimes I've even told people to stay where they're at. If I can't be more competitive, if I can't give them better value, you know, mm-hmm. typically I'm giving them better coverage for less money. Sometimes it might be a little bit more money, you know, but I'm always giving them better coverage and educating them. But if I can't, I'll tell them to stay where they're at or tell them how to adjust their policies because they'll be my client one day.
I don't know how you can beat that offer. So
yeah.
I want to put it out there right now because if you're listening and you do want to find out more information on this, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance. Reach out and get that consultation scheduled because I know you're going to get flooded with appointments.
I hope so.
I
hope so.
Flooded? How appropriate.
Exactly. Well, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, that might be covered.
Good catch there.
Yeah.
Well, Tammy, what do you think of when you think of insurance?
I have to say it's like reading the instructions, a 365 instruction manual. It's overwhelming. Like, it's just too overwhelming for me. So knowing that I have someone like Elaine that can actually answer every question in that 365-page instruction manual.
Exactly.
It's really nice to know.
Well, and we can and have it make sense, you know.
Well, and Tammy, you know that I consider myself pretty well-educated when it comes to the details of life and mm-hmm. you know, financial products and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
insurance is something that it still mystifies me some. And like, I still count on trusted advisors to review it.
Definitely. And I think, Elaine, I would encourage people, what would you encourage on a policy review? How often do you, you know, would you tell someone that?
We offer annual reviews. We call them our FFR, our Farmers Friendly Review, but we offer them annually. Mm-hmm. People don't always meet with us in person annually, but we check in with them to see if there's any been changes. Any life changes.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
It's very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, especially now. In the last, I would say, 7 years or so, the industry's been in a state of flux. There's too many changes going on that you have to keep up with. Open what's coming to you in the mail, because there's little subliminal changes coming in. But you really do need to meet to keep up with the industry right now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, if you want to find out more information on Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And look up Elaine Marr. Reach out to her and get something scheduled. So, Elaine, if you have time to stick around, I have definitely some in-depth questions about homeowners insurance, because it seems to be one of the biggest rising costs for people. So we're going to talk about that and more when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.